Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting 6th. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Smith. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gus Dugas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Swift. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bill Swift. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenzel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suhr for the out. Two outs. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wainer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenzel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Wainer reaches second base with a double. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wainer moves to third. Pete moves to second. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0 for 1 in the game. Soar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Wainer scores. Pete moves to third. Trainer moves to second. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wainer who is chasing the ball. Gerges reaches third base with a triple. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerges scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wainer. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Wainer steals second. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wainer takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore bunts towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Dugas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0 for 2 in the game. Suhr hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dugas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taylor, who is chasing the ball. Dugas reaches third base with a triple. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taylor, who is chasing the ball. Vaughn reaches third base with a triple. Dugas scores. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-2 in the game. Brenzel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taylor. Brenzel reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. It's 3-2, Pirates. Marv Guttett now playing right field. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Gurgis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to third. Billy Gurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurgis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gurgis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dugas. Gurgis reaches second base with a double. Hartnett scores. Grimm moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Glenn Spencer now pitching. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Gurgis scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Smith moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Herman bunts towards the mound. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to third. Hack moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to home to get Smith. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. One out. Marv Guttett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guttett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack scores. Herman scores. Moore moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Dugas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Wehner moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wehner moves to third. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0-for-3 in the game. Suhr hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wehner scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Cubs. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dugas takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to second. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete moves to third. Dugas moves to second. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brenzel hits a line drive into right field. Gutet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Dugas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Barbie pinch hits for Glenn Spencer. Dave Barbie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barbie hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Abreu now pitching. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dugas. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brenzel for a passed ball. Hermann moves to third. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Marv Guttet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guttet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guttet hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hermann scores. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Soar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dugas hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.